Any juice for you going back to Minnesota?
I mean, it's another game. But, yeah, it's always exciting to go back and play, against the team you came from. And, it's not playing in the Dome, so it's not like there's memories there. But, it'll always be fun to go back and play those guys and then, play back in the city for the first time in front of those fans. And, I don't know if you call it extra juice. It's just, it's another game, but it's always fun.
I know you talked about it before, but now with the final week, when you look back at the pneumonia, how much of that take away from your season?
Things happen all the time. I mean, it took me longer than I thought to recover from it. Like I said, it took me a good 4 or 5 weeks to get the weight back on. I don't make excuses, man. When I'm out there, I try to make plays. And, I had some, if I look at the overall scheme of work, decent season. Obviously, sack numbers were down. That seems to be what everybody judges by. But, I go back and look at that. And I probably had 5 or 6 in my hands that I missed this year. So I got to make those plays. And I'm at double digits again, and we're not having this conversation. So, the pneumonia sucked. It was a setback. But, I don't make excuses. If I'm on the field, I intend to make plays.
Which game did you actually start feeling?
When I got back from the bye week, so coming back into the Green Bay week, I finally had my weight back and was feeling pretty good again. Lost a lot of muscle mass though, and it's hard to put that back on when during the season. But again, like I said, I go out there and if I'm on the field, I expect to do things. And like I said, there's probably 6 or 7 plays I wish I could have back and get dudes on the ground.
Anything memorable?
Yeah, we got beat. That sucked. Oh, it was frozen. That's what those games are cool, man. I mean, frozen. I mean, people talk about it, right? Field was absolutely frozen. It was frigid. It was a Monday Night Football. It was, I think the Bears clinched the division on that night. Brett's last snap, I think it was. I mean, a lot of memorable stuff. Again, how cold it was. It was really, really cold, but nothing that you take. I remember all games, but those ones that kind of get patched together sometimes. You talk about later in life, but hey, remember when you had to do this because your dome collapsed?
Are you as mystified as everybody else about why this defensively, just in general, why this season just went downhill and failed to meet expectations?
I'm not mystified. I mean, this wasn't what I expected by any means. But it was just inconsistencies. I mean, injuries here and there, that's a part of it, but just inconsistent. I mean, you have games where we'd be, we'd look lights out, or we'd have halves where we look lights out, or, a quarter, or, like I said, you come back and some efforts were there, and you might put a, back-to-back week together, and then we'd fall off in 3 or 4 weeks. Overall, I just don't think we played very well. We didn't play very good complementary football. And defensively, we just, we weren't consistent in our fundamentals.
And based on what your experience in the NFL, do you see signs that this can be turned around, whatever it takes?
Every year is judged on its own accord. I mean, just go back and look at teams that, look at what the Niners for, they were 6-10. Next thing they're in 3 straight, title games, in a Super Bowl. You go back, I mean, year in and year out, you go and look at teams that, what were the Texans last year? 2-something, same team. They go back and now they win. You get breaks, things build. All of a sudden, the Bills are winning football games. So I think every year it's up and down, and that's what's cool about football. You never know, what's going to happen. I mean, look at Dallas, right? Everybody in the world wrote those guys off this year. Now they're the greatest thing, since sliced bread. And again, that's what's cool about football. Each year is on its own accord. There's always moving parts in the NFL. Sometimes it takes longer to click for some people. Sometimes you just each year kind of does. If you stay healthy, other teams get hurt. There's ups and downs. There's so many ebbs and flows that, honestly, it's hard to judge. It's not like college, like I think where you'd be like, oh, we recruited, we built up. It's professional football. Each year, you got to try to win it all that year.
Have you learned to insulate yourself from the rumors of coaching changes, coordinator changes, all the changes?
Listen, I deal with what's in my pay grade, and that's for me preparing for the Minnesota Vikings. And I don't get caught up in all that stuff. That's not my area of expertise, and I'm glad it's not.
How do you describe the chemistry all year in the locker room?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was a lot of, you know, outside noise or whatever this test, but I thought the locker room was good, man, honestly. I think guys generally get along with each other. You know, you got 61, you know, with practice squad, alpha males in a room. So you're going to have tiffs here, and they're like brothers, right? You're going to fight eventually. But no, other than that, I thought we hung together great. That's one thing, one area where I thought, you know, our team is awesome. We got great relationships in the locker room.
Are you at the point in your career where every offseason is an evaluation period, or can you say now that you'll definitely be back playing next year? 100%.
You know, I've been that way since probably like year 7. No, I always evaluate. You know, I told myself when I came to this league, if I can't prepare to give it everything I got, and that it's going to be 100% fun, I'll walk away, whether that's 12 years or 1 year. So I go back and I'll self scout this year. I'm going to heal up, you know, from just the bumps and bruises of the year, and then make evaluations. But you know, like I said, I didn't come here for a one and done shot. You know, I know I still got a lot of football left in me, and so you know, when I get to March, I start the same process over that I've been doing for years and years and years. Evaluate where I'm at, get back to work, and take it from there. Talk to the fam. You guys want to keep doing this? All right. If not, then that's a decision just made then.
Do you think you'll recognize it? A lot of guys say it's just so hard to recognize when it's time.
No, I think I will. I'm my own worst critic, and I think you know, I'd rather leave with people wanting more than wanting to shuffle me out. That's for sure. You know, everything I do is based on what I see on film. And, you know, even, you know, like I said, you know, even though sack numbers were down, it'd be one thing if, like, I wasn't getting to the quarterback or if I couldn't say, like, dang, or what happened here or there. And I'm not into explaining things away because, you know, like I said, you know, I'm my own worst critic. And I got enough people around me that would tell me, like, dude, you're terrible. Hang it up. I don't have a bunch of yes men. So for me, every single year, I go back and watch film and evaluate myself and see where I can get better. Do I have that ability within me to get better? You know, and so like that's all part of that process that I've been going through. I mean, my whole career. And so the day I look in the mirror and I say, you know what, that's all I got. Or if I decide I don't have the heart to put in to prepare to be what I need to do, then I'll walk away. But that's not where I'm at. And like I said, I take the same process year in and year out.
Jared, now that the league has had a chance to review the Dominic Raiola situation, they suspended him for this weekend. You probably had a chance to see it. What's your reaction to seeing something like that happen?
Again, that's the league's going to do with the league. I said it after the game. I don't think there's room for that in the game. I mean, you could end a guy's career that way. You know, I'm all for veteran savviness and the things that happen on foot and within the game of football and stuff like that. But just, you know, blatant acts of, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but like, you know, just blatant acts to try to intentionally hurt somebody. You know, I don't think there's any room for that. So, and like I said, you know, I don't have any resentment or hard feelings. Lee's going to handle it the way they do and you move on.
Jared, you've got almost a full year to play for Mel now. How would you describe him?
Mel's funny, man. I like Mel. Mel's intense, man. He tries to motivate guys. And I'll tell one thing, he's steadfast about, you know, what he wants to accomplish. He doesn't allow for excuses. Or if he does, and we don't see him. You know, he never comes into the room and makes excuses for why we didn't perform. He just says we need to get better. I think he does a good job of holding everybody accountable, and so from that standpoint, you know, that's all you can really ask for, you know.
I mean, you've obviously been in this business a long time. You understand the speculation that's going to be around him at the end of this week. Do you feel like that's fair, and that you guys have, you know, given him, you know, everything you could have given him?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that's one thing you look in the film. You're going to see effort. You know, I think we've practiced too hard. Guys go out and guys play. Now, we haven't always been right. You know, effort doesn't mean you're going to win. I tell the young guys all the time, you know, effort will get you here. Now you got to make plays and do something with it. So, the league is the league. I mean, the only thing guaranteed in this league is going to be change. But, you know, like all I can say is like I knew Mel was the D coordinator when I came here. I signed here to come play for him. I think he does a good job of creating an atmosphere where guys can work. He is who he is, and he preaches a message, and he like I said, there's no BS. It is what it is. Like today, the message was, you can sit there and read the papers if you want and make excuses for anything. Say we're young, we're hurt, whatever the case may be. But the bottom line is, we're professional football players who get paid to win football games, and we need to go win a football game. And so I can respect that.
The injuries to Willie and to Lamar, in terms of working together in the offseason, what will you guys do together? What will we be able to do together?
I don't know. I work out in Arizona, so if they want to come out, and stay at my house, more power to them. No, I'm sure. I don't know what the recovery process is. I'm not a trainer, so. I go through the same off-season routine that I've been going through for many, 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 many years. I'm out there. I got my trainers and my program, and I try to stick with what works. And I'm more than welcome. If they want to come out, come on out. My house is open.
Do you ever have young guys come out?
No, no one wants to come stay with a married guy with two kids. They want to stay downtown, be at the club, API's got those guys hooked up. I tell them all the time, come on out if you want. So I got a gym at my house. I'm a homebody. I got a gym at my house. I get on my mountain bike. I live up in the hills, so I go mountain biking out the back door and get it done. But the house is always open. House door is always open for them to come out.
Here, how difficult would it be to start over with a new coordinator next year? There's always, in a season like this, it's always change versus continuity, which is always. How difficult would it be? That's on the table. How difficult would it be?
I'm not going to think about things that haven't happened. First off, second of all, again, every week you learn new defenses. So I mean, from a learning standpoint, from a hypothetical learning standpoint, it is what it is. You have to adapt in this league. But again. It's not something that I'm thinking about. I'm not worried about it. And again, that's all part of the process that happens in the off season every single year. And you take it for what it is.
Jared, you signed here because Lance and Charles, they were factors you said earlier. What's your level of disappointment to maybe not being able to play with them a little bit more? They're on IR.
Yeah, I mean that I was laughing with him. I said, everybody I came to play here with got hurt, so maybe I jinxed them or something. It stinks. I mean, I'm big fans of those guys. I got to play most of the year with Jay and develop a relationship and friendship with Jeremiah. Honestly, I think, too bad Lamar got hurt. I thought Lamar was really starting to develop and do some cool things. Watching Willie develop has been cool. But, I definitely, Peanut, Tim, and Lance were big factors of why I came here. Just got a lot of respect for him, and disappointed I didn't get to finish the year with them, but not at all like disappointed that I came here because I got hurt. I mean that stuff happens, and I got to know them on a personal level. So from that standpoint, getting to be around the guys I wanted to be around, Brandon, Alshon, all those guys, it's been great. Honestly, it's been the season's flown by, and usually sometimes you're losing it drags, but I think that's because of the genuine relationships that have been formed.